Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Yes.
How did you know it was me? I didn't tell you.
I recognized you
then. You did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I must have a basic thing to work, then,
didn't
I? I didn't know how you'd be able to remember me.
Oh.
It's a long time since I spoke, you know, and I should have thought, you know, that you might have forgotten.
Oh, I forget you, bro.
All kinds of people come and talk to you from week to week, you know. You have to get quite a conglomeration.
Very thank you. How are you getting along? Very well,
girl. You always see a lot of people whenever you come here. It's always crowds. I haven't had a chance to get around here for ages, you know.
You have?
I haven't got you.
Okay.
I suppose you'll get pretty busy one way or another with all your writing and all your recording things.
Yes, very busy.
You've
got quite late
at night
sometimes. Early in the morning sometimes.
And you're going on the telly.
Oh, you do about that.
I heard about it.
Were you there?
Yes. No, I wasn't there. I heard all about it, though.
Yeah. You had to go again,
then. So you get the 5 stars, don't you?
Well, we don't get the 5 stars.
But you'll get the fan mail next.
But you know, it's very good to help others. That's what
she's doing.
Well, how are you,
Mrs. Arnold? Oh, fine. Very well, indeed. I've got no cause for complaint. Pardon?
What are you doing now?
Well, I spend quite a bit of my time with the youngsters. I'm very fond of the children. I do quite a bit for them.
Yeah.
And I just like to, I don't know, do all sorts of odd bits and pieces. I know it sounds dark to some people. But you know, I like little quiet hours where I can sit and do a bit of needlework and, read and all that.
Needlework,
yes, why not?
Oh, yes.
Are you still living in the same house,
really? Yes, and I'm quite happy. I know it's simply decided to move. Of course, you do get these people all the time wanting to get further on and all the rest of them. It don't appeal to me all that much. I suppose I get the urge one day to shift. But why should I? I'm all right. But I have a place of my own, all my own interests and things.
What is your house like,
though? Oh, quite ordinary. Quite a nice little place in a country place. What I always would have liked, living in London all my life, always just think it'd be nice to, you know, go and get down into the country and retire and all that.
Yeah.
Now I've got just what I wanted. Got no desire for anything else. I suppose in a way that's not a good thing. I don't know, people tell me you should always be ambitious, but I ain't ambitious.
You've got
quite happy with my own little place.
You've got a garden,
sir? I have, and it suits me down to the ground, and I grow my own flowers, and I never pick one.
You don't?
No, I let them stay in their own natural surroundings, and I get the greatest happiness and joy in just looking after them and watching. They never seem to die.
And
it tells them
your last
take. Do I?
No,
it's
just
the
most quite a
thing
to do
to pick the flowers. Well, I suppose on your side it's rather different for various reasons, but I don't know. Seems to me now, rather wicked to pick the pretty flowers. I mean, let them stay where they are in their natural surroundings. That's as they're intended.
They are right, don't they?
Of course they have. They've got vitality and life of their own.
You visit any patients,
though? Oh, occasionally. I'm not one for getting about, and I don't mind going out. He's going to see friends of mine and have no matter. But can I just after all the scallivanting about that goes on with some of them, some of them stay for a while and then next thing you know they're off. Never see them again, they go on somewhere else, some other place. Not for me.
Have you got neighbours?
I am. Some people say it's the best thing to be contented, but I can't see that. I think it's the best thing to be discontented.
Really?
And yet people say if you're not discontented, you never get on, you never don't go anywhere, you know. Perhaps I'll get the urge to move, and yet I don't see why I should give up what I've already got, or something I don't know much about, or nothing about, for that matter. People come and talk to me sometimes, you know, about different places and spheres, as they call them. It all sounds very nice, but I don't feel educated up to it yet. I'm not as I am.
What's your bungalow like? Could you describe it?
Could I what?
Your bungalow. Is it home?
Well, it's sort of a small place and it's the country surrounding. It's got 4 rooms, so I've not need to look after. Funny thing is, I never get dirt.
What?
You know, you never get any dust. You don't have to go around swapping the place all the time with a duster. It always seems to keep nice. But then again, do you know what people tell me? I can't get over this, you know. They don't quite understand it. They say you only get dirt and dust in the place if your mind is wrong. On my mind, I don't know. I don't know. See nothing about my children. I think I think on the right lines as best I can. I always wish everyone well, and if I can do anything to help anyone, when I was on your side, I was just the same. But over here, I've heard it said among people that it's only when you when your mind's bad and dirty, that you get dirty in your house, dirty in your place, you know? In other words, if you think wrong, you get wrong things, you know? That's probably why I'm so contented. I've got nothing to worry about. I'm quite happy. I've never felt better in my life. I look years younger. I can walk, which I do a lot of walking into the countryside, pills for me. I love to watch the animals and the birds, and I just like to take an interest in everything and be a part of everything. And yet at the same time, there's none of this here business with us, you know, like there is on your side. People always feel they must interfere with nature. Not me. I'm quite content to let everything grow and do what it wants to, and nothing seems to interfere with anything or anybody. Everybody seems to be in tune, harmony, and nature's the same. The birds don't, the birds come into the garden, the tame is tame, and nobody feels they want to destroy everything. That's the marvelous part about it.
Yes, very, very nice.
And you talk about moving. Well, that's all right for some eyes, there are people who want to get on in a different way, you know. But oh, I think I am. Why should I move? People always talk to me about how to make, you know, sort of start thinking about making changes, but I can't get it myself.
But you haven't seen
anything.
I haven't seen anything
since. I haven't seen no sin. I don't particularly want to see any sin. I remember in the old days when I was on your side, I used to occasionally have a day out, surveying or somewhere. That's as far as I ever got. I didn't, well, I suppose that's just I was never keen on the sin itself. My friends used to about to go out for the day. I occasionally went with them in the old caravan and all that. But I don't know, sea don't appeal to me. That's on the adventurous type. I've never seen those 3 years, and I shouldn't think it was necessary.
You still go to the lakes, you still the lakes and the boats?
Oh yes, I've been to the lakes. I like that because it's calm and attractive. There's none of the rough stuff, you know. The sea never was one of my things.
Do you have to go to the cities? You said there was...
Oh, well, big towns, as you call them, or cities occasionally, yes. But it gets all so different. I mean, you don't see shops.
No.
There's nothing to go for unless you're a real city type. I mean, if you want to be among a lot of people, then I suppose automatically you sort of feel it's next to be in a city. But I wanted peace and quiet, and I've got it.
No neighbours around? Any neighbours?
All around people, naturally, who live around and about, who are very much the same as yourself in outlook. Probably that's why they're there and I'm there with them. But we get together occasionally, and we're happy in our own way, and we do the sort of things that appeal to us. Some people seem to think that all the time you've got to be on the go. Well, I think the trouble was on Earth, I was always on the go. That was my trouble, always on the damn go. Never had a minute to myself going home. But now I'm quite happy to relax and be quiet, and I've learned to read. I think I couldn't do much when I was on your side. I've learned the ABC and what have you, and now I can read and I get books. And there are people who bring me books, and I sometimes am able to let them have some of mine. And we sit and we talk and we read. And I know this will surprise you, but I've even been to pictures. I didn't mind the place to put the pictures when I was on your side. And sometimes I go with a few friends and we go into the nearest town, which you call a town, and we can see pictures. And you can see all sorts of pictures too.
What sort of, can you describe some of
this? Oh yes, you can see things, for instance, that you saw on your side, pictures that you were very fond of. And of course there are other things that you can see, but a lot of them have a sort of moral, I suppose you'd call it. Never very interesting, never very helpful. Of course I've learned certain things which still puzzle me. For instance, they tell me that everything that has been of any value, or given people happiness and the right thing, it still exists over there. Well, that's true, as far as I can tell, because all the things that really meant anything to me on your side certainly do exist here. And they really will. And not something that just will be pretty much, you know. Don't sit and think about something and there it is. It's a reality. That was real to me, for instance, if I want to sit down quiet, pick up a book and read, or even make myself a cup of tea. I mean, people just don't get the idea at all what I can make out of it on your side. They seem to think that we ought to be in some peculiar state of existence where we're all very religious. Well, I've never won for religion myself. I have respect for it within reason, and I met one or two very nice religious people. But I also met awkwardly very nice people who weren't religious. In fact, they used to swear the first night may it, but we come and came there, anyone wanted any help, they were the first there. The point is that here, it seems to me you live in a sense a life that is not exactly religious. It's much more real. I mean, I can't explain it, but it's marvelous, you know.
What is the theosophy like there? Are they very beautiful? Are they
what? Theos, you know. Oh, yes, gorgeous, gorgeous, very beautiful green grass we have. And I know it's the branches up there, we have cornfields.
Yeah.
And we don't get a country music, you know. We don't have seasons. Not in the same sense as you do. For instance, I've never seen really what I would call rain.
You have? No rain?
And I've never known it to be really dull.
Yeah.
And neither have I known it to be overwatched. Okay. It's always very pleasant. Nice, pleasant, warm atmosphere. And yet I've never seen the sun, so I don't think our illumination and light can be from the sun, because I've never seen it.
Rose, is the grass the same
about,
or is it finer texture?
Well, it's green down the foot. And it's very, very nice. Beautiful, beautiful green. And of course, there are many little flowers that grow. And many big flowers, too. In fact, I have been to places where the flowers are so high that some washes, they're a good 7 or 8 feet high.
Really?
It's like working through a forest of them.
Really?
Really?
What are they doing for? Do they
dress
with it at all?
Well, no, it doesn't seem to be. I don't know, I've never seen it cut.
Oh.
And it always seems to be there?
Don't the bread made from it?
No, and yet there's another funny thing. Of course, I don't feel the urge to eat. So I did when I first came here, but it was mostly fruit, and that's the thing that I had. But I suppose it is that as you lose the desire for something, you realise it ain't so important. And it seems to do fit for you. But I was at once in the cup of tea, but I still like it. And I have it. Now I suppose people say, well, where did you get your tea from? Did you get it from some place on your side? Well, of course it must come from some place on this side. So it must be grown. And it must be sort of made, mustn't it?
Do you sort of think what cup of tea you get it from?
Well, it's a funny thing, though, you know. I'm not conscious. For instance, I don't go into a kitchen and put a kit up.
No.
I just have a cup of tea and that's it. But if I feel the need for a cup of tea, well, all I can say is that it's there.
It's there for you?
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. Because some people say, and even people over here, have said that it's not a reality. It's only because I think it's necessary, I have it, and it's made possible.
Mm.
But when I learn to desire for a cup of tea, which I've been used to having all my life. When I lose it, it will not only exist for me. But that's the, to be honest, truth. That's one of the reasons why I'm afraid of going too far. Because, you know, some of these people, they get this idea and being up on it, they want to make progress, and as they call it, but I'm all for progress in the right thing. But then again, if you keep on going on and on, you keep losing the old idea of things and the desire for certain things, well, it seems to me that, but it won't be the same. I sort of feel, well, here I am in my own environment, which suits me down to the ground, you might say. And you know, I mean, I'm really happy. Well, why should I change it? Why should I suddenly say to myself, well, I don't want this and I don't want that, but I want this and I want that. I want to stick to things I know I've got and which I'm sure I'm happy in and do no harm, and go on to something which I'm not sure of and I really don't know much about. I don't want to be sort of too sort of far, I don't know, from the things which mean reality to me anyway.
Mm.
Of course it's a bit bewildering. I must have walked myself sometimes. I find it a bit bewildering, you know.
So?
Oh yes, I do.
Flowers and the trees and things, do they flower there or?
Oh yes, trees are beautiful.
They are?
Yes, yes. And the blossom. Some of the trees is beautiful. And the purple. Oh, it's marvellous.
And you have the beautiful music outside,
don't you? Oh, yes. And I've been to lots of concerts and things. Beautiful. Beautiful music. Not either, but nice, you know?
Yes.
Not jazzy much, you know, like you have down on your side, but pleasant stuff, you know, real nice. So you much religious music, and you should give it a fit sometimes.
Yes.
I mean, all that, old Christian soldiers, and there's a green hill, and all that, used to be so depressing.
Yes.
You know, but nice music. I like good religious music. I used to write the Elvis City and all that sort of stuff, you know, good stuff.
Yes.
Have you got concerts where they sing?
Of course, I've got lovely clothes there.
You have?
Oh, smashing, beautiful clothes.
Oh,
you said
you did
needlework. Have you made any of your clothes? Yes, I do. I made quite a few things. Some people bring me material. A very nice gentleman I met over there. Oh, this dust man. He's a bit hardy, you know, sort of baseline. But he visits lots of my friends too. And he comes, never comes empty handy. Oh, very generous, very nice. Yes, I was a little bit embarrassed really, because I didn't know what the devil can I get in. But he always used to bring something. He's not so long ago, he brought me a beautiful piece of stuff. It really was lovely. Lovely shade of blue it was, just the colour I like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's for you, Ma. He said, that will make you a nice outfit, you know. I thanked him for it, and I think that cup of tea. But I don't know if they know, because he, you know, he's got past it, like, not like me. But I, you know, you don't know what for some of these people when they come, because they don't want nothing. You know, it's a nice thing, you know, when you think about it, on Earth. Everybody seems to want something. If they come and call on you, you put all in the bathroom to do, have a cup of tea or something. But nobody ever seems to want anything, really. Not the people that call on me and jog up and down anyway. Oh, I know, always giving and never taking. Mind you, I like to give too. I give a lot of stuff away. I'm so glad to do it.
First of all, go to the country. Do you see animals and life?
Oh, I see animals and field stuff there.
Yes,
and I pick it up. Oh, you tell you now. And I tell you what, I'm getting into the country. I should love the country. It's not going to get there, but so scary animals.
Really?
Oh, scary?
Wouldn't
you get me to go? Oh, no, no, no. Don't get me to go, of course. Don't go to any cows and things, you know. Down the river, gentle. Oh, they are nice.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's almost as if they can talk to you, it's almost as if you know what they're thinking. Really, it's quite marvellous, you know, when you come to think about it. Because I could never stand them through the crawly things like frogs and things, you know. Yeah. I ain't seen none of those. But I'm told if they're on a very low vibration or whatever it is, I don't know what I mean, but you know, they don't exist here. I'm not aware of that, because I wouldn't like frogs and sort of things, and I ain't seen nothing like that in flies. I've been back twice, so that's strange.
It's a lovely one.
Oh, lovely, beautiful, but I'm told that they don't ever die. Funny business, they don't die, you know, nothing dies. When I had that pain, the one that I said the thing that was, I thought, well, I'm just going to laugh, you know. I wonder if it's a sort of another sort of life where you go on for so many years, you go out and teach again, you know, and then you kick the bucket, you're ready. I'm wondering if there's any beyond that, but there's no dying here. It's not peculiar. Seems as if you can go on and on and on, and then when you get round off, or fed up with, or think you know all this to know, or all you want to know, or where you are, then you can sort of shut sort of go into a kind of sleep or something, and then you go on to a different, because I'm scared stupid of that in a way. I don't want to go, you know. What do my friends say that I should, but I'm really safe in it? Why should you give up what you've got, what you know, when you're happy in it, and take on something you don't know? I don't want to be loud, you know. I'm quite happy with my hair.
You said your hair was long
the
last 5 minutes.
Oh, yes, like it was, I had it cut, you know.
Yeah.
Not that I have had it real bald and you like that, but I did have it shorn a bit.
Yeah.
You know, got me into trouble, that did.
Okay.
That's another story that happened. Oh, I told you, I don't see the old man much now, do I tell you?
No,
really, but I don't know. No, oh, no. Oh, we didn't get off.
Really,
I often laugh now. Things have changed and I've been several times back to your side, gone round the old parts, you know, Piccadilly and the rest. Of course, it's all changed, sunshine, and forth. My old pitch is gone.
Yeah.
All that. Made alterations there. I think it's the same, is it?
You've got
a car gone? Yes, I have been. I don't know. London's not the same. Don't seem the same to me at all. All the atmosphere things have gone. That's the youngsters today. I can't make it a tale on them.
You often come back to
London,
do you?
You come back to London? Occasionally. I have a look around sometimes, but I'm getting a bit fed up of it. I can't see much point in it. One time you couldn't keep me away from it. When I first came over there, I was always coming back, seeing the old aunts and friends and what have you. But seems to me it's all changed. Don't feel the fool no more.
Well, when you first
came
here, what were your reactions?
Well, I don't know. I suppose I've been many on. I was a bit bewildered. I found myself in a very happy surrounding and all that. The place was all right. I couldn't give about that and people were very nice. But of course it wasn't what I'd been used to. It wasn't what I'd expected. If I expected anything, that is. I used to sort of drift between the two, your side and this.
Mm-hmm.
until I sort of myself out and got settled in and began to appreciate it all, you know. Because I was always a proper dabster for the old West End, you know. I suppose it's born in me, I've always been used to it. But as I say, it's like the same, I don't know what they're doing to the place. It ain't anywhere near like it used to be. All the old atmosphere's going, ain't it? Getting more and more American, I suppose, you know, all these big buildings and I don't know, that's just me. But I remember the old Anthem Cabs and all the good old days, your storm buses, and then of course we had the old generals and that, didn't we? Times have changed. Yes, dear?
The sky, the colour you said last
time. Oh, well, the sky's always sort of having changes. It's the most beautiful colours. Of course, colour's marvellous here. Oh, see, nothing like it. You know, when you two come over here and get up your face on your side, you and I see some stars, you and I have a good time. Because I suppose you'll go somewhere a bit higher than me. Well, I can only just make you cases and learn a lot, ain't you? That's nothing to do with it. Well, I mean, the schooling and that's so much as, you know, a lot, don't you? You do a lot of good work, don't you? Oh, I think your lunch, you know, the way you've gone about things. I've watched you, you got on all the rest on it. Have you settled now, Mr. George? No. That time, you know, you're not like me. You're the reckless sort. You're the shopping and changing when you get here. I'm afraid you'll stay any bit when you go along.
Oh, you're coming to have a cup of nice tea with him and that, mate? I will be, Cecilia. What do you remember, Reverend Scott? Great promise. He came to us once. Oh, him? Yes. Oh, I remember him. I guess I saw a lot of him at one time. He seemed nice to have you seen my game. No, I used to, one time, used to call on me when he first came over. No, I think he's probably gone on, you know. You know, I'm always hearing this about, because in a way, it's funny, you know. Because on earth we used to say, oh, you poor son, so she's gone, you know. But over here it's much the same, because someone will come along and say, well, what do you think, so-and-so's gone on, you know. Of course, that means they've gone on a bit, you know. Yeah, oh, lots of family friends like that, they've gone on. But I don't know if I found staying put.
You're quite happy where you are.
Oh, I suppose it's, I don't know, perhaps it's wrong. Hey?
Horses,
yes, beautiful.
Have
your horses.
Can you ride
them? Oh, not me. They get me on horse. Oh, blimey, mate. No, and get me on one. I'm very fond of them at a distance. A bit scared of horses, I am. Always was.
You
can't see me galloping on a horse. What did you say, Miss Bessie?
You said you were with children,
yeah.
Have you come across
my
mother
at all? Your mother, dear? No, I haven't.
Oh,
no. No, I wouldn't know your mother, dear. Yeah. Perhaps one day I might have a special dinner too.
I'm sure
you'd
love to meet.
What are the towns like, Rose, could you describe?
Oh, beautiful, I must say. Not that I live in one, but they are beautifully laid out. I will say that. Beautiful garden and all sorts of parks and places for the children especially. And all kinds of buildings, big places where they have lectures and libraries for books and things, and places where you can be entertained, all very nice. Nothing common, nothing cheap and nasty, all real nice, classy stuff, but entertaining, you know. Oh, I've been to one or two of the theatres there, seen plays, seen lots of famous people that I used to read about, but I never went much to the theatre. Couldn't afford it occasionally, I'd go up in the gallery and see one or two of the old stars. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen quite a few here. Oh, they still, a lot of them still do the same kind of work. But it's beautiful, you know. I've seen all sorts of stuff here, you know, lovely.
Are the sounds colourful?
Yes, beautiful. Colourful, yes. Yes, but, you don't know what you mean, colourful. I don't mean to say the houses are, or the buildings all painted red, white, blue.
No, no, no.
You know, but,
architecture and...
Oh, very nice and very varied, you know, all kinds.
Oh, yes.
All kinds.
What does the stone look like? Does it look like a...
Well, stone looks, I don't know, mother of pearls, you know. You'd almost think it was made of mother of pearls. You get all sorts of lovely shades. Not all the same, but some of them are.
Is there anything like that too, what we call a plane? Made of the same kind of stone?
Well, it is kind of stone looking, but I don't think it is stone. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's other things called traffic, which is marvellous, really, and kind of think of it, I suppose. Mm-hmm. You don't get no cars, no motorcycles, and nothing like that. Mm-hmm. People are all content to walk, nobody rides, no need for it. No effort in walking here.
Yeah, but if you want to go a distance, you go by thought.
I don't know whether you go by thought or the first thing. No. I suppose it is that you can sort of feel if you want to go to a certain place. You find yourself there. No effort. Yeah.
I do woods over there, lovely woods.
Well, I bet a lot of your relations do, yes.
Oh,
I know what you meant here. I've just put it in there. Yes, of course, it's lovely wood. Beautiful. Oh, it's a wonderful place. No one needs their time. It's something everyone should look forward to and realize that unless they've got something terrible in their mind, on their mind or in their background, you know. Of course, I suppose everyone's got some skeleton in the cupboard. But the average person's something to worry about coming over here. I mean, even the little wickeds are. From what I've heard of it, that although it's very sad and probably in a sense a little bad for them, but they don't get lost for years anywhere else and guided, and eventually they come out of the dark, you might say. But the average person, nothing worry about it. Oh, I mean, I wasn't particularly good and I wasn't particularly bad. But I must say, I've done quite well for myself. That's why I don't want to change. You know, this business of chopping and changing. People have a mania for it. And people don't know where they're off, do they?
You're not
living
a life that you always wanted
to live. Yes, I am.
Yes, that's right.
And that's why I don't feel disposed to make any change.
You're very happy where you are.
Very happy. Well, I must go.
Well,
anyway, look after yourselves, and I'm glad you know all the good work you're doing. And, take care of yourself, and I certainly will, Becky dear. All the best for you, George.
Bye
bye.
Goodbye, Rose.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you.